Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Back he goes. They've got one back out. Four-man pattern. He looks deep. He's in trouble. He's run to the right by Jones. He reverses. Steps up. Throws way upfield. Batted down by Tatum. And it's taken. Caught in the air by Supra. Supra to 40. Supra to no. It's Franco Harris. Harris goes all the way for touchdown. I don't believe it. Franco Harris goes 40 yards. The place has exploded. The place has exploded. A Raider defensive back knocks the ball up in the air at about the 30, way back towards the midfield. Franco Harris caught the ball at the 40, started running. Nobody realized he had the ball. He raced 40 yards for a touchdown. The Raiders are protesting something, but it's to no avail.
There you go. The immaculate, as you would call it, Greg, the immaculate deception, as we're talking about painful sports moments. Last night certainly was, and the perfect guy to talk to wrote a piece about it. Bruce Jenkins at Bruce_Jenkins1. Read him in the Chronicle. Talked about the check swing of Wilmer Flores and more so the incompetence of the umpires. And we talked to Bags about it too, this crew. And Bruce joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. Hi, Bruce.
Hey, how you doing? Let me just say real quick on that last bit. Oh, my God, Bill King.
Exactly,
yeah,
right?
Call, huh?
Amazing. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
But anyway, Greg, you know, I don't want to blow smoke, but when it comes to football play-by-play, you were right there, man.
No one is.
Radio.
He's the king. Raiders, he's the king.
He is the king, but you were a worthy successor.
No, he's the king. So we were just kind of, you know, wallowing in our misery here, you know, and I, because you're the great guy to ask because you've experienced all this. And I think of, you know, LeBron's chase down block against Andre and the Kyrie Irving three, the 49ers, Super Bowl 54, 7 minutes away, Super Bowl 47, 5 yards away, the Tuck U game with John Gruden and, you know, Tom Brady and Charles Woodson, the play we just heard. Then the Giants, the misery of being 8 outs away, up 5-0 and 0-2 to lose. So can you compare last night's loss to any of these monumentally painful moments, Bruce?
In a way, you can. But I think in time, it might not be so overriding. I talked to Mike Kruko a while ago, and he said he was drinking whiskey till 2 in the morning with a bunch of friends and families, and they were trying to get angry about the way it ended, but the season was so great and improbable, and we got 5 games of Dodgers Giants that it's just not appropriate to really dwell on that. I mean, make no mistake, it was inexcusably pitiful call, and in terms of the very very end of something, it's right up there. But I'll remember the 0-2 Giants Angels. That to me is the worst. You know, losing to LeBron, whatever, and the 49ers have done so many great things. And but the 0-2 Giants, to me, I'm a baseball guy, but, you know, it's just really bittersweet. And it really, since we're talking about this specifically, for the game to end like that, I mean, come on, what the hell was that?
See, I agree with you, and you talk about it too. And the thing is, hey, Max Scherzer, blow one by him. Pop it to first. Like, we just, I was using the comparison earlier of, I didn't like the end of The Sopranos. It left me for wanting more. And all I want is, I just want a proper ending to this thing. And then,
no, that's right.
Then it's fine. But the way it ended, now it's open to this whole debate. And I hate that part of it.
Yeah. I mean, Flores, I think he was 0 for 17 against Scherzer lifetime. He could have easily just struck out conventionally, and that's the end of it, you know. But that was not a, That was not a swing. I've seen a lot of check swings that are, you know, basically where the guy pulls the bat back, but before the wrists break and the bat's way out in front of him, and it's like, well, that's embarrassing. You know, he checked the swing, and yet he gets rung up. You know, let's point down to the first base or third base umpire, see what he thinks about it. You know, I mean, I think they really need they need to change their thinking about it. I don't know if you can change the rules, but they need to change their thinking about it to where a really tight check swing should be allowed. And you know, in big moments like this, it's like you don't call traveling on Steph Curry as he drives to the hoop against Durant with the title on the line. You know what I mean? You just don't. NBA refs have always, you know, given players leeway. You just don't call that hard foul because there's too much on the line. It, just think. Use your head. And Gabe Morales did not.
You know, when it first happened, my immediate inclination, and I said it on the air, was it reminded me of July the 22nd at Dodger Stadium and Ed Hickox kicking the swing with Darren Ruff the other way.
Darren Ruff clearly
right. swung. But that you know, that's a regular season game. It was big because they won this division by one game. But now hearing you, and I'm trying to think of the biggest missed calls in the history of baseball, and the one you go to immediately is Game 6 of the 85 World Series, Royals and Cardinals. Don Dechinger with George Orta going down the line clearly kicked that call. And if it was replay, they would overturn it. A check swing, I don't know what you do on it. But outside of Dechinger in 85, Bruce, what other play? And that's a World Series game. But last night felt like Game 7 of the World Series to me.
Well,
is this one of the most monumentally blown calls in the history of the sport?
I think so. Who was the guy who blew the perfect game a couple years ago? Because I can't remember the pitcher or the umpire. You know, it doesn't stand
it was
out.
Galarraga, the pitcher went down to the minors and never pitched again. Who was it?
It was Galarraga from the Tigers.
Galarraga was Armando Galarraga.
And I'm trying to think of it. We'll get the umpire. We'll Google it. But I remember then they did a thing together and they got in. And actually, he handled it a lot better than I would. I mean, he forgave the guy and was like, hey, it happens in the grace of God. And I would have been like, oh, my God. You know, because I mean,
he
guy's
said
like
I kicked the call and he wanted to apologize.
He felt horrible. He was crying, and you know.
But that wasn't that wasn't a playoff game.
No, it wasn't.
That was a perfect game, though.
But it was a guy with like a 5 ERA who was never going to get that chance again. I'd feel horrible. But
well, I mean, in 85, and I covered that. I mean, if that call goes the other way, you know, the Cardinals very well win that series. You know,
Jim Joyce, then they get to game seven,
and that's you know, Saberhagen beats them 11-0, and Andujar blows up, and oh my God, but that's clearly the worst. I think this one will not be remembered. I think people will struggle to remember Gabe Morales' name, not around here maybe, but you know, and probably around the country. I think you know, they're going to remember that the Giants, you know, just didn't hit. I think they hit like 182. They had a bunch of guys going 1-for-12, and the Dodgers totally earned that series. And the Giants would have earned it if they won it. If Flores hits a 2-run homer, by God, the Giants earned it. It was that kind of a series, and that's kind of was Kruko's point. He goes, at least nobody got Buckner'd. You know, there were no Bill Buckners that you think about. I mean, you wish Duvall had thrown a high fastball to Bellinger because he hasn't hit that pitch all year, but, you know, that's the break.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Thanks.
Yeah. Bruce Jenkins is joining us from the Chronicle, obviously going over last night's game. But like you said, I think eventually people will get to this point. We're talking about all these moments where maybe they won't, but I think people will eventually get to the point where they can look back at this 107-win season and say, boy, wow, especially the way that it happened. It came out of nowhere, all these different things, but it's just going to take a while.
Yeah, it is, and it's funny because it won't be too long, a matter of months before you realize what do you do after that? I mean, they're not going to win another 107, even if they have a great year, I don't think. I mean, how do you satisfy the fan base coming off of that? How will the other teams react about how Farhan Zaidi is building his team and how he works with Kepler? And we just saw Mike Schilt get fired in St. Louis for being too old school, not agreeing with the analytics, and that could happen to Brian Snitker of the Braves. Who knows if they get blown out by the Dodgers? You know, and the Giants have set some trends here that are going to be copied. But if you're them, you've got a lot to repeat here, and that's going to be front and center before long.
Obviously, growing up in Southern California and then working your career here in the Bay Area, Northern California, you give us the greatest perspective on this rivalry. So Scully came out and said last night's the biggest game that he can recall, you know, as far as his way of thinking, to his knowledge. As we look back on the totality of 2021, the amazing 107-106, going to a game five, will this surpass, in your opinion, as you do research and you live some of it, 51-62? Is 2021 the best of the best of this great rivalry?
Yeah, I think it is, and mostly because there's so much history behind it. I mean, from the moment the teams got out here, it's right to 1958, the season, there were some classic brouhahas between the teams, and it obviously they'd made the 3,000-mile trip without any loss of acrimony. And then year after year, we'd have, you know, Brian Johnson and Joe Morgan, and just on and on with this rivalry. And it comes to this. Now, to me, and I lived 1962, at the time, that was just as big as this. I mean, you had Mays and McCovey and Marischal and Cepeda going against Koufax and Wills and Drysdale and Tommy Davis. You know, come on, best of three. And it goes to game three, and it was just monumental. And, you know, I was a Dodger fan then, and I still want to kill Stan Williams for walking Jimmy Davenport.
That's classic, man.
In fact, I saw him in a bathroom 2 years ago. It was just the two of us. I go, this is my chance.
No one will know.
That is classic, man.
But, oh my God. But in 62, they were only 4 years deep into this thing as far as we knew out here. Yeah, we don't know Brooklyn and New York the way they did back there, but for this to happen right now in the wake of all this stuff, and to have it be a playoff series, and it should have been best of seven, but I think Scully's right. I mean, you know, Lord knows he lived all of this, so I go with Vinny.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought, because we thought, you know, we've talked about it so much, and we thought, well, is this just recency bias? But then right before, like you said, yesterday afternoon when Vin Scully said it, then it was like, well, this has got to be true. He just said it, so I feel better about thinking that.
Yeah, it all came to this. It was an impossibly wonderful thing to have happen. You know, and because the whole season was like a playoff, you know, 162 game playoff with these teams. I think that the Dodgers went 42-13 at one point and gained one game.
Yeah,
the Giants. I mean, stuff like that. You know, just the enormity of the whole season, I think, is why when they actually did get to play each other, that kind of rose above it all.
And there's so much uncertainty with this team. I mean, very few of their players are under contract beyond this year, so they have a lot of choices to make. The one thing I want to get your opinion on is the manager, because when he was hired here, there was a lot that he had to answer to in that first press conference, and his style is completely different than Bruce Bochy's in every regard. And last year was a good year, but this year was a historically good year. Has Gabe Kapler won you over, Jinx?
Oh, absolutely. You know, when I first heard like a rumor that he might be in the running, I did some research on him and found about all his quirky habits and the weightlifting and oiling up, you know, God knows what on his body, and just some kind of wacky thoughts. I mean, is this a joke? This is the guy you're bringing in, and he bombed with the Phillies. But you know, at the Fan Fest, his first Fan Fest, you know, before the pandemic, I met him and talked to him for a while, and you can't be instantly won over in 10 minutes, but I just was really impressed by the presence of this guy. He's got a ton of it, and he's learned an awful lot. I mean, I've come to realize why Farhan stuck with him, because he knew Kapler from L.A., and this was the guy he wanted, and he was absolutely right, especially for what Farhan wants to do. So, yeah, he kind of won me over real early, and I think remember writing in April or May that I like this guy. I just, you know, give him a chance, and geez, who could have predicted how it came out?
Bruce Jenkins from the Chronicle joining us. You know, we were talking about this, and I know we have an entire off season, and certainly at the end of this off season, we'll have a better idea on this. But I was saying yesterday that I really think, and the Dodgers are in a different place than the Giants, but I think this is the beginning. I'm not saying that they're going to have another season like this, 107-106, and go through these playoffs, and we're having this debate of every year whether they're doing this, but I just have so much faith in Farhan that despite the fact that the Giants' key players are a little bit older, that I think he is going to mix in kind of like what the Dodgers do, some money, because they're going to be able to spend some money. I think this rivalry is really going to get good. What do you think?
Yeah, well, no, it is good. It's going to stay good. But, with the Dodgers, I think it goes without saying. I mean, they win 8 division titles. You know, then they, you know, they won the whole thing last year. They win 106. They're going to stay good. I mean, you know, Kershaw may retire. Who knows what transition they'll have? They really want to sign Scherzer. They may or may not do that. Seager may leave, but they're going to be really, really good. Just period. And with the Giants, you know, the veteran turnover is going to be substantial, and they're going to lose some guys who are really influential. But you know, it's funny. You see a guy like Duvall come up. I talked to Joe Salermo, the Giants' director of international scouting, about him and how they signed him for like $100,000, which is like, you know, pennies. And he goes, "I'll tell you, you keep watching this, watching our farm system. Obviously, he's biased, but he goes, we've got a lot of guys coming up through the pipeline. You're going to be pleasantly surprised." And obviously, Marco Luciano's at the top of that, the shortstop, who's probably going to be in the bigs and be a worthy successor to Crawford, they hope. But they've got a lot of guys that they really like. And, you know, Farhan's got a real knack, and it's proven now. He's done it for too long with the Dodgers, you know, even last year, making the Giants respectable out of nothing. He's far too good at picking up players at value, you know, players who know how to take at bats properly, pitchers who throw strikes, you know, who can win you some games and be part of this. To think that it's going to just suddenly he's suddenly going to lose that. So yeah, I think the Giants are going to be very good for quite a while.
Great stuff, Bruce. It's always our pleasure. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Great. Thanks for having me, guys.
You got it.
Thank you, Jenks.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric BZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.